Place to be Nation, welcome to YouTube Roulette. I am your host and your curator for this here edition of the show. Matt Souza, thank you for joining me here this evening. Of course, I am not doing this show alone. Let's bring in the panel here. First of all, Scott Shiflett. Shif, what's going on?
Souza, I love when you're in charge of these. I don't know what we're going to get, but I know they're going to be awesome.
Well, thank you for that, as always. Jacob Williams, hello.
Matt, I love it more than Scott when you pick, so there you go.
I'm beating him. Competition, my goodness. Logan Crosland, hello.
Yeah, I always said Matt Souza is a man of balance, so we have some real shit matches here tonight and some pretty good ones, I think. So
A man of balance. You just called me a man of balance. Good Lord.
I thought the call was switching up for a second. But...
Shit. Yep.
And, gentlemen, we should all be very excited this evening because the final man as part of the panel is, of course, we all know him, we all love him. He's using up one of his limited dates in his PTBN contract here to join us this evening. Coming to us live from the Shady Chalupa Assisted Living Facility, which, of course, is located on Belgrande Boulevard and it overlooks Gordy Grove. He is the Bowser to our collective Mario, Sean Kidd. Sean, hello.
See, at least that old joke was original. I was okay with that one.
You told me to be more original.
I was perfectly fine with that. What is going on with the big dick Souza energy and freaking tongue lashing we're giving him tonight in terms of praise? Oh, Souza, I love it when you're in charge. Oh, yeah. What's going on here?
John, you don't sound very sincere.
Yeah, don't get jealous now, Sean.
I'm not jealous. I just thought it was about
you sound a little jealous. It's a
big dick Souza energy. I'm just giving him praise.
Well, he's an immaculate man. What can I say?
Who told you my nickname in high school?
Big dick balanced Souza. That's what we're doing tonight.
Big dick balanced Souza. Oh, may God help us all.
That's like a good dick balancer.
But it's always good to be here with you guys. I might have limited contract dates, but this is one I always try to make. So. Not because, and you know what? I would do this one for free. Oh, wait. I guess you do.
The Brock Lesnar of PTBN is with us. It's a very exciting time. So we are going to jump right into our first match here. And longtime listeners of this podcast know that, of course, I was not around for the first handful of episodes. So I missed out on what is currently sitting as the worst match in YouTube Roulette history, which is, of course... the infamous Tito Santana versus Cowboy Bob Orton match from AWF. So what I have done is I have made it a personal goal of mine to find a match that is worse than that one.
So Matt, you want me to run down the shot of legs first?
Yes.
All right. So, even if you can break the top five on the worst match, I'm here for the worst match because it's been a long time since we've had one. So the number one worst match, Tito, as you already brought up. Number two, which I think is a tragedy, Dancing Mordecai against Danhausen with a great 0.33 score. I love reading the scores. The Natsuka Ferrari at a 0.62. Warriors versus Austin Idol and Jerry Lawler at a 0.75. And Bret Hart and Disco Inferno's rounded out the bottom 0.87. My best matches, number one is Joe and Kobashi still at a 5. Hanson Kobashi at a 5. Killshot and Fox at a 4.5, Ray Psychosis at a 4.45, and Hanson Funk, the last remaining, remnants of any Stan Hansen, or Terry Funk at a 4.35. We do have another Hanson one. So those are our top five and our bottom five.
Thank you, Sean. Big dick balanced Matt. Thanks you for that. Great job with the Sean Olympics as always.
Thank you very much.
So, like I said,
or the Seanonomics, as Callum calls them.
Seanonomics. No, that's a different thing. But like I was mentioning before, I've made it a personal goal of mine to find a worse match than the aforementioned Tito Santana Cowboy Bob Orton. So I am starting this goal of mine by picking a match from a year that. I believe at least half of the people on this call were not alive for, because we are going to go back to 1990 And we are going to go back to the WWC promotion in Puerto Rico, not Puerto Cuba, Sean, Puerto Rico. And we are going to watch a match that I had zero idea existed until I started looking for bad matches and came across this one. So what we have here is a match between Abdullah the Butcher, and his opponent is Zeus.
Jesus.
Yes, that Zeus. Tiny Lister, Debo from Friday, No Holds Barred fame, Abdullah the Butcher versus Zeus is a match that happened for reasons I can't imagine. So is everybody queued up?
Unfortunately.
Yes.
We are queued.
All right. We will hit play in 3, 2, 1.
Speaking of Q, you could get ribs at Abdullah the Butcher's.
Well,
what is it? What does he have? Like
hepatitis
ribs?
B.
House of ribs. Hepatitis. Yeah, the house of hepatitis. Mm-hmm. Oh, we're starting hot. Yeah. Look at this big brawl.
Oh my goodness! There was the neck.
Wow, this is already more action than Zeus did in the WWF.
Good lord.
Ooh.
Yep. This is already better than Orton
Matt,
and Santana.
I thought you said this match was gonna suck. I'm getting fucking headbutts.
I haven't seen it. I don't know. I looked it on paper. I mean, it's gonna be bad. Look at those punches Zeus is throwing, though. My God.
If the spork comes out, that's. I can't give anything with the spork less than like 2 stars. If Abdullah pulls a spork out,
or whatever, like yeah, if you just that whatever object is that it's always wrapped in white tape,
right? Yes.
Yeah.
Ooh,
Abdullah's has some rib tips.
Are you sure we're not in Cuba? I do see a lot of Castros out there.
Oh, Jesus. Good lord.
Oh, my God. Yep, this pod's already not coming out. Yeah,
WWC actually stands for World Wrestling Cuba.
They are wearing the Cuban outfit that Fidel wears, the hat and everything. Just saying.
They could
not coming out.
Dress the same and not be Cuban.
Why would that not come out? There's nothing offensive in what I just said.
What do you think? That's like the Cuban national uniform?
That's slightly offensive.
No,
that's
look at what they're though. Wearing. That's what Fidel Castro... Jesus Christ.
Whatever. Is Abdullah still alive?
No, he's dead.
Goodness, they're pelting him like the third man, like the Hogan turn here, and the match has barely started.
Man, there is so
I've read stuff, Jake, where they would throw, like, have piss in cups and throw them at people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Man, there's some nice side web tits there from Abdullah on the side of his
side web.
Now, to be totally fair here too, that does happen. I think, and I've heard that happening at like British music festivals too. It's like a band that people don't like. They'll like bottles of piss at them.
Side web tits happen at British musical festivals.
Yeah.
No, bottles of piss being thrown.
Oh.
Like if they don't like a certain artist.
God, look at them fucking double E's right there.
The freaking
good lord.
God, this is like if you ask the Wishmaster for side boob, that's what you get. The Abdullah like, side boob.
If he would belly to belly Abdullah right now, I'd give it 6 starts.
Zeus doesn't know how to do that.
I mean, even if he did it on a botch, I'd be great.
Butcher the Abdullah.
Oh, that headbutt's off. Oh, that's bad.
These are bad headbutts.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Those punches. Oh, my God.
Punches in quotation marks.
Yeah.
How much do you think they paid Zeus for this little spot?
Fucking forearm smack.
Oh my God. This is
the top of his dome.
And Abdullah's selling it like death.
Yeah. Don't get Abdullah down. He'll never get back up.
Jesus.
Matt, we might have a contender here.
He's just hitting the ring rope now.
I spoke too soon.
Yeah, I was pretty excited at the start, and that really went away really fast.
I will beat you, Abdul Butcher.
Abdullah the Butcher is looking like a beast Taz with the orange and black pants.
They are both already sucking wind, and we're like 3 minutes in.
Abby's always got him hiked up straight to his areolas. Like,
I really hope Abdullah's got his foreign object stuck in one of those side boobs.
Oh, good lord.
Oh, yeah. Can you imagine this?
Yeah, he definitely
smell?
Had him in the flesh.
Just under the fold.
He's
busted him open.
On
what? How is those paper-thin fucking forearms?
Got an ad in 5 seconds.
Oh, you bastard.
Yeah.
I got an ad, too.
Only 8 more minutes.
All right, Liberty Mutual. I got.
I'm already back.
Yeah, me too.
I'm back.
I got an ad at the beginning, so I'm good.
These chops are so bad.
When did he blade? I didn't even see.
At the very beginning of the match.
Here comes the object.
I think it was one of the 20 paper-thin forearms he hit in the corner.
I think a brisk breeze can cut Abdul open.
Is that a hair
spork? All right.
There it is.
There's the fork.
Right. Two stars. There's a spork. Spork! Oh, we stopped.
I would love to hear Don West call the spork.
It's got a spark. He can scoop stab. Wait.
This is 1990, right?
Uh-huh.
So
you're my birth.
Was it Zeus at Survivor Series in 1990?
That was 89.
I thought he was
That was 89.
Oh, it was 80. So he wasn't in WWF at all in 90?
No, he was gone.
All right, okay.
Abby is clearly whispering in his ear.
Yep.
Please just go home. Please just go home.
It's a rest spot.
Oh, they're hugging.
Oh, now he's biting him. Tiny was like, no.
On this bad boy.
I do pop for Abdullah breaking up those tights up to his tits. I love that. Is Zeus bleeding now?
Who knows?
No.
I think he got some of Abby's blood on him.
I think Abby.
So he got hepatitis. Do you think that's what killed Zeus? Was this hepatitis from Abby?
I think Abby just fixed his lazy eye.
COVID.
Nah, Craig fixed that in 94.
Yeah, that's true.
How much do you think it cost to pay Zeus the blade in Puerto Rico?
Oh, God.
Jeez, I'd love to know how this match even came about.
You know what? Give Carlos Colon credit. He said, you know what? I'm going to pop a big crowd. I'm going to get me Zeus and Abdullah.
By the way, the main event of this show was, in fact, Carlos Colon versus TNT, who you would know more as Savio Vega. They wrestled a one-hour draw.
What year? 1990?
No.
1990.
Oh, God damn it, Susie. You should have got that one for this show tonight.
Oh, I would have quit.
That's a lock. That's a lock for worse.
Savio versus Carlos.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
They could have a fucking wheelbarrow of sporks and that thing stuck in the dirt.
Oh my God, these clotheslines are so bad.
An hour-long draw with Carlos Colon.
And Savio Vega in 1990.
I will not stand for the Savio Vega shaming.
An hour?
He was a good hand.
Good Lord.
Look at Abdullah running them ropes. Oh my God, that was the worst clothesline.
All right, this is...
Oh, wow.
All right, this should have started to suck pretty bad.
Yeah, this is really bad. This has been a long 6 minutes, almost 7 minutes.
I can't believe this is 12 minutes long.
The good news is I started with this one first so that we get it out of the way, you see.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I can't say I'm not entertained.
Oh, no.
All right. I found Sean's burner account on YouTube. Derby 14. This is the greatest wrestling match I've ever seen. Supplanting Savage Steamboat as the top of my personal list.
God damn it.
This match has over 3 million views.
I mean, do you really blame it? That
more than half of those are morbid curiosity.
That just proves that Zeus is a draw.
You mean the ultimate solution?
Yes.
Oh, God.
That's right. He was a part of that. Good Lord.
Yes.
Z Gangsta.
Yes. Hey, oh, sorry. You're right. You're right, Logan. He was Z Gangsta.
Yeah, Jeep Swanson was the ultimate solution.
I was going to say, isn't that another favorite Saturday Night
watch? The monkey flip.
Oh, my God.
I just
All right. No, 5 stars for the monkey flip.
This is better than Norton Santana.
Yeah, immediately it just came out of dud mode for me on that one.
That's a gift right there.
Yeah, Susan, you need to make sure that's a gift.
Come on.
Oh, Susan, I didn't know I was going to be this entertained by this. This is great. This is so great.
Logan, maybe you could speak on this. Is Abby from? I know he's from the South. Is he a Mississippi dude?
He's from Canada.
Really?
Yeah, he's Canadian.
Where's his rib places?
It was in Atlanta.
It was in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah, I don't think it's open anymore.
Well, no, he died. So
no, he's still alive, Sean.
He's alive, Sean.
No,
yeah, see, he's a soul.
Oh, did
he's 81 have... years old? He's still alive.
I'm sorry. He didn't have some shit decapitated though, or was that? I'm trying to remember.
What?
I think he lost like a leg or something. You know?
I think you're thinking of Kamala.
Well, Kamala, aren't they really the same people?
I think that's why I got screwed up too. I assumed that I got it mixed up.
I thought that really happened.
I think I did too. I think that's where I got the Mississippi from. I just assumed all giant black wrestlers that they built from like some foreign country that they just like found guys from Mississippi.
There is no way Abdullah the Butcher is still alive.
He is. I'm looking at his Wikipedia right now.
No way.
He's 81 years old.
Get out. How?
And his hepatitis is 32.
How is he still alive?
That's a good question. The name of his restaurant is Abdullah the Butcher's House of Ribs and Chinese Food.
Is it still?
I knew it was Chinese food.
Yeah.
Like I thought it was, but I didn't want to say it because if that's wrong, it sounds really stupid to just like throw Chinese food. But I knew it. I was like, that's why at the beginning I was like ribs and something. I knew it was ribs and something else completely random.
Oh my God.
Peanut butter and jelly.
He didn't retire until February of 2019.
Good Lord.
Amazing, given that he works this high impact style. How did he work?
Yeah, really. Oh my God. His last match was October 9th, 2010. Oh my God. In a draw against Bull Buchanan.
Good Lord. Hour long draw against B2.
Jesus.
Oh his restaurant was in. Susie, I think you might be the only one that remembers this. His restaurant was in the music video for the song Damn by the Youngbloods.
Oh, Jesus.
Was Ron Simmons also in that music video?
Sadly, no.
Damn.
Is the restaurant still open?
No, he closed it down because of a hepatitis outbreak.
Yeah.
There was two of them. One in Japan and one in Atlanta.
It was the hepatitis that gave the food flavor. So
wow.
Oh, man. That's going to trigger Sean's food safety.
Nothing like some hepatitis chili.
Well, I mean, what's the difference? You go to Abdullah's restaurant and Waffle House, you get the same experience. So,
But at Abdullah's restaurant, he was signing autographs. And you don't get that at Waffle House.
I don't know what you guys are talking about. This is like a 5-star match.
Oh, Abby's throat chops are amazing. Oh my God.
It's literally the only thing they can do to each other.
Oh, pretty much.
They better start whipping some sporks out if they want 5.
He just hit him with a.
What the hell is that?
I don't know.
It's really irrelevant. It's irrelevant. That was a hell of a shot.
It's where you drop the library books off at.
Yeah. Yes. this Blockbuster return videotape bin.
Are those tasers they have out in the crowd? What are they carrying?
Those are giant.
I don't know. They are dressed Castro-like, so they might be Castro-like in their painting.
They were dressed like Castro-like. I don't know why that's such a big deal. They really are.
It's offensive to Cubans.
They really know no Cubans.
To be fair, Sean, I think it works better when you specify you mean like the security guards, because at first it sounded like you meant the entire crowd.
Oh, yes.
When you specify the security, I think I get it a little bit better.
Oh, well, that was a very sudden ending.
I believe the finish of that was a double count out, you see.
Wow.
Yes, that match inexplicably went 12 minutes long.
I don't know how to rate that.
So let's go ahead and rate it. John, would you like to start?
Nope, absolutely not.
All right, Logan?
I can't give it a dud.
Use the chicken salad uncensored 95 logic in this.
Yeah, I was going to say, it entertained me more than Tito and Orton did, so I'll give it a 1/4 star, I guess. But it was pretty much.
That sounds... Schiff, how about you?
Like those shitty forearms, I'm giving this a dud.
No, that's no way this is not a dud.
What do you mean it's not?
I spent half the time reading the Wikipedia page for this.
That's your own damn fault.
Jake, where you at?
I'm following Logan's logic, but I'm gonna bump it up 1/4 star for the spork, so I'm gonna give it 1/2 star. But
Oh my god, okay.
If you have two not good matches, at least this one was 45 minutes long, and like,
yeah, that's the thing. a quarter star for the spork is incredible logic.
It's a formula.
Sean, how about
you? Jake was half a star.
Yeah, half a star. Oh. Logan plus a spork equals half a star. Logan's logic plus a spork.
You know what?
Plus this nice restaurant.
All right, so I got the spork. I got blood. I have to give it a minimal of one star for the monkey flip on a
Jesus Christ.
I'm going one star.
You are out of your fucking mind.
Can we get that with like the, you know, like the slipping on a banana peel, like sound effect, like the whoop?
How do you not give it at least a star for that freaking monkey flip on Abdullah?
That monkey flip was incredible. It was.
That might be shit take yet going in
it
star.
It might be, but Abdullah freaking doing a monkey flip at 800 pounds. I mean, really? Come on.
That was more like a monkey tumble more than a monkey flip.
I don't care. I'm giving it one star just for that.
Jesus. For pure entertainment reasons, I will give it a quarter star, but that's as high as I will go on that pile of trash. So put me.
It was a pile of trash, but you know what? I dug it. Oh well, see, we're okay. It's so total accumulation, half a star in Abdullah Zeus.
All right. Well, all that means, gentlemen, is that the next time out, I'm gonna have to find a much worse match. That's all this means.
God.
So that, hey, by the way, that automatically knocks it up to our third worst match ever watched.
Sorry, if you're gonna have to take a bullet for the team on this one, I guess
you got a top three out of that one so far. Sue's on the bottom, so
that's not good enough. I want number one, damn it.
Well, do we have another bad? We have another bad one to watch tonight, right?
We do have another bad one to watch tonight, but I got a feeling that bad one will be better than this bad one. So.
All right, I look forward to it.
But you see, in an effort of balance, we have up next what on paper should be a good match. As we jump ahead 7 years to September 28th, 1997, from FMW, which I believe we have covered a few times on this podcast, as we go to a match between the Gladiator, you may know as better as Mike Awesome, as he goes one-on-one with probably his best rival ever in his career, Masato Tanaka. So, is everybody queued up?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, we will hit play in 3, 2, 1. So I believe this is a stadium show at a baseball stadium. I want to say there was something like 50,000 people in the crowd for this show.
Are they in Cuba?
Wow. Jesus.
No, they are not in Cuba.
Tanaka is fucking short and stout.
Oh, freaking awesome with the freaking dark. Wow. So that's what makes him a gladiator is just the eye makeup.
Yeah, that was his gimmick in Japan.
The ultimate awesome.
One of my favorite rivalries in ECW.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
Yeah. I could watch.
He also
these
has
guys.
Like a chain around his knee, so that I think that, or maybe that's just the brace and what it looks like. Yeah. I don't know if like
it kind of looks like a chain. Mm-hmm. Logan, I think you're right.
I remember when they showed up in ECW and how floored I was at the match they had. I was just freaking going out of my mind for it.
I could watch these guys the shit out of each other for hours.
Oh, I got Japan stiff vibes in this one.
That's what she said.
I can't believe I didn't know Abdullah the Butcher was from Canada. I'm so
Well, you thought he was dead like Sean there for like a couple of minutes.
You were correct, though. Kamala is from Mississippi.
Yeah,
I knew that.
Kamala confused. I did, too. So.
Let's just, then, what did you know that Abdullah got decapitated?
Yeah.
Hey guys, it's a very sad moment. Bret Hart versus Disco Inferno has fallen out of our worst match list at this point.
Oh man. Boo.
You're welcome. So what was the official tally? A half star for that?
No, it was 0.4.
No, ooh. It was 0.5.
Tanaka with a nice power slam.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
Nope, it wasn't.
Look, yes, it's called Sean-alytics, not Logan-alytics.
Logan-alytics.
No, I stand corrected. Logan is correct.
Yes. Suck it.
Actually, it's not even a 0.4. It's a 0.375.
Damn it.
Damn.
I knew I should have went, Dud.
We're doing Steiner math here. It's 0.375.
Apparently, the people of YouTube don't agree with our ratings because this only has like 3,000 views as opposed to 3 million for the Zeus match.
Zeus
was a draw.
Holy shit.
Yeah, there we go.
That was awesome.
Ha, I see what you did.
Uh-huh.
I didn't even do that on purpose. I'm just blown away by that move. I forgot how agile he was for a big man.
God, he was so fucking good, man. Oh, I love Mike Awesome.
Yeah, it's very sad what WCW did to him, wasn't it? The fat chick. Yeah.
That 70s guy.
Yeah, that was really upsetting.
He had so much buzz when he went in there, too, and they just...
And he attacked Kevin Nash on his debut.
Oh
my God.
Well, that's what I mean. When he attacked him, he was still ECW champion. He was he breached his contract.
You know what? On the flip side of that, Kevin Nash wasn't going to give Mike Awesome the kind of Mike Awesome match we would have wanted.
Of course not. You think Mike Awesome's Kevin Nash is going to take a fucking powerbomb off the top rope?
Nope.
Oh, jeez.
Yes, they're battling chairs with each other. This is awesome. Oh my God. And I just saw CTE.
Yeah. Oh my God. Look, he is like the... That dude has gotten so many hits to the head.
Somehow Tanaka is still wrestling here in 2022.
Like, Tanaka's going to have like 8 concussions just in this match. It's ridiculous. The blows to the head.
I'm here for it.
Like, that dude takes some insane bumps to the head.
I watched
I believe on this same show there is a Vader Ken Shamrock match in a cage.
Oh my God! Yeah. Oh jeez!
In 97?
Yeah.
Yeah, they both did They both did. I know they were in WWF at the time, but they both did work in.
Wow.
In Japan.
So who won that match? Do we know?
I think it was Vader, and I want to say it was held under some like MMA rules, like Ken Shamrock, if I remember correctly.
I bet that was probably a pretty good match in 97, actually. I would imagine.
They fought each other at like Canadian Stampede or something like that that year, didn't
they? I like that match. I like the match.
Yeah. I don't know if it's Canadian Stampede, but it's one of those in your houses in that time period.
Shamrock said he was tired of dealing with bullies.
Yeah, it was a Ultimate Rules steel cage match. Vader defeated Ken Shamrock by knockout.
97, that's a pretty big win for Vader.
Yeah.
Mike Awesome looks so bored in this camel clutch.
I mean, he's got some good torque on it, though.
Yeah, he really did, though. Yeah. I'm glad Mo from Three Stooges could be the ref for this match.
Jesus. I think I'm a little ahead of you guys. Sorry.
Oh, God.
See, that wasn't offensive because he has a bowl cut.
I see.
He's just beating the piss out of Tanaka right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to start assuming everyone's from Mississippi. Masao Tanaka, he's from Mississippi, right? Yeah. Everyone's just from Mississippi. Clearly.
He's from Atlanta.
He's from Yamaguchi, Mississippi.
He's actually from Puerto Rico. He's from Cuba.
Puerto Cuba?
Yes.
Yeah, he's from Puerto
Rico. I just got the movie Three Stooges. I just looked at the hair. I just caught that. That was good. Sorry, I'm on the Nunes time frame right now. I apologize.
Jesus.
Yeah, Tanaka, he runs a pulled pork and hot dog emporium in Atlanta, much like Abdullah the Butcher.
Pulled pork emporium. Oh!
No, I think it's more like pulled pork and Italian food.
Mm.
Oh, Jesus. Fucking forearm.
Oh, God.
I still think Zeus's forearm were better.
This is going to hurt.
Ooh, nasty tornado DDT. I love that move.
Why could have been Tanaka versus Zeus? That would have been a great match.
You know what? Why couldn't it have been Tanaka versus Zeus? It's a sentence nobody's ever uttered.
Or even Tanaka versus Abdullah in 1990.
You know, I wonder if that happened at some point, even in like a tag match. It wouldn't surprise me.
It wouldn't surprise me either.
Oh, superplex coming.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Oh. God, that
like
ring has...
fall there for a second.
That ring has no fucking give to it.
No.
It does not.
It's like hitting concrete. Jesus. Ooh.
There is no Abdullah versus Tanaka match.
Hmm.
Damn. But going back to the unprotected chair shots, I watched the XPW.
Oh my god!
Oh, god.
Oh.
And then Saki gets back up and clotheslines him. Oh my god.
Yeah, the XPW Dark Side of the Ring, they talked about the Messiah stuff that Jake talked about on the early episodes of Ruthlessly Aggressive. And then they did a part where Luke Hawks gets like tied up, and then he gets nailed straight in the skull like 3 times with a steel chair, and he's like, "I'm pretty sure I fractured my skull, but I just kind of went with it."
Jesus, I just went with it.
Speaking of Ruthlessly Aggressive podcast, I am a big fan. I haven't been invited back to that show lately, so I assume I don't have a Johnny C cred to be on that show. So,
well. Sean, I thought Sean, you're invited anytime, but I figured if you're not making your regularly scheduled pods,
it would still be nice to be considered, considering it is one of my favorite podcasts. But no, it's okay.
So
no.
Are you doing the whole like I don't really want to go to the party, but I still want to be invited thing?
Well, right.
If he just wants to be wanted.
If I were available for the party, I would join the party.
Well, if you were available for the party, I would invite you to the party.
But I mean, you know.
Oh, my God.
These guys are fucking killing each other.
It's Johnny C on auto dial for.
Look, it's nice to be wanted. I understand.
Mm-hmm. It's very sad.
Sean, you're invited anytime. You tell me the time and place. And.
Oh, never mind. Fuck.
I want one of the two pay-per-views, Jake. That's all I ask.
Jake, sure. I'm just fussing your chops. It's my fault because I said I wasn't doing pods, so I'm just fussing your chops, man.
It does send mixed messages, Sean.
No, legit though, it's still one of my favorite pods to listen to. So.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, look at these narrow tables.
Guy on the Brock Lesnar schedule wants to be on every podcast.
Right.
I mean, I'm not on PCB action again until October. At least I can plan.
Well, that's true.
I know, like, he's like, I can't do podcasts anymore. Now he's doing the Dennis Stamp to Terry Funk on me. Well, no, Terry.
He's jumping on a trampoline as we speak. Yeah.
Well, I don't know, Jake. I wasn't.
Always, and I'm like, always got
I'm Terry. Come on, Sean. Come on the pod. It's fine.
You want to referee my podcast with Johnny C? Got to stay prepared.
That's a good analogy. I like it. Now I've gone from Brock Lesnar to the Dennis Stamp.
I thought he was the Kevin Nash.
Dennis Stamp is dead, by the way.
Yes, he is, because
no, he hasn't been decapitated.
Oh my god. Was he decapitated? God damn it, Susan.
Oh, here we go. Yeah.
No.
Oh man.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome.
God.
Unintended on that one. Jesus Christ. Just amazing.
You need to just say stupendous like WrestleMania.
That's when he went to TNA. That's when he was Mike Stupendous.
Yeah.
Mike Stupendous.
Stupendous here.
He was Stupendous.
Stuart Pendous.
Incredible versus Stupendous.
I hear Stupendous and Quiz made.
How did they not do that?
Tag Quiz.
Quiz is the great tag team.
Quiz.
Quiz.
Oh, he's gonna annihilate him, isn't he?
Oh,
I mean, more than he already has. Jesus,
he's just got a chunk of the table.
Oh, he's not even putting his hands up. Jesus Christ!
No, he's not.
Where's the blood?
Yep.
There's no any blood.
That was CTE.
Sean's gonna give it a half star.
The ref is not standing in front of him, so Daniel Bryan can, you know, cut himself. So
the first time I saw this ref.
I would like ref to stick his four. 2 fingers in Tanaka's eyes.
The ref's like, you count three.
I would have laughed my ass off if he had done the little Three Stooges eye poke thing.
That's what I wanted to do. I wanted to do the old eye poke.
Boink. Wise guy.
God, I love that freaking splash he does.
Yep.
Oh man.
I might have to say that late era WCW, the biggest waste they ever had was Mike Awesome. They just did not tap into that.
It's up there for sure.
And WWE afterwards, they
right
that yeah. too. Now, hey, wait a minute. Him and wasn't he like a tag team champion or something? With Lance Storm? I don't know. I know him. And, weren't him and Storm
he
like
was a hard? He was a hardcore champion.
Yeah.
Oh. Now, I think he was cooked at that point, but yeah, I think if WCW had treated him better, he'd have been better off at both.
You know what? If they had built, and you know, they could have had him and Steiner as the top two. That would have been some.
Oh, another table, Jesus.
He was okay as the heavy in Team Canada.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. But it's when they went to the fat chick thing.
Yeah.
Fat chick thing. They just blew it.
Oh, Canada.
And isn't he the one that actually killed Canyon?
In real life?
Yeah, isn't he the one that threw him off the cage, like threw him off the cage or whatever?
Well, he didn't shoot kill him.
I thought you meant.
I was like, what?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they both killed themselves there, Sean.
Jesus.
Oh, damn it. Shit.
Yeah, I was like,
good lord.
Confusing when you talk about.
I was
a guy
very confused
dead.
For a minute.
Yes, you want to know where he killed Canyon at? The same place Owen Hart died, and the crowd didn't know how to fucking react.
Oh.
Well, it was like not even a year later. They did that in the same building.
Yes.
It was like almost the exact anniversary that made it even fucked up.
Yeah, that's right.
God. Well, please don't tell me he actually hits this.
Yeah, that was after the reboot, right? May? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Oh,
holy fucking
God, no.
Shit. Oh, fucking shit.
Oh, no. No, no.
Oh,
my God. All right.
Jesus. All right, so Mike Awesome actually died here.
Oh.
That's fine. Yeah, the mullet padded it. The mullet padded it.
That's a very logical explanation of how he survived that, by the way.
Saved his cerebellum. Thank goodness.
Yeah, I'm picking up on the Don West logic.
You know what? Jake just mapped out for me his whole career. I never understood why he kept the mullet into the 2000s, and Jake just explained it to me. Now I understand.
Makes sense to me.
Yep.
The mullet padding.
Mike, do you think possibly the impact was lessened by his hair? He does have a lot of hair behind there.
I don't know, Don.
I don't know, Don, but I think Jeff Jarrett's a real piece of shit. What do you think?
Scientists have said
Jeff Jarrett just pops out from under the table.
What the hell are you saying today?
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. Oh.
That was almost like Nash Giant worthy right there.
Look, again, mullet padding saved the brainstem. He's fine.
God damn it, these four. God. Oh, my God.
No, not another. No. Oh.
Oh, man.
Right. This is up there with some of our Japan bangers. This is amazing.
This is an NXT main event right here.
They've both taken the Brian Pillman War Games bump like each five times.
By the way, is this Japan?
Yeah.
Where are they at? Okay.
Yeah, Cuba? FMW.
FMW. Okay.
Gulfport.
Burning hand. Holy shit.
All these kickouts. Is this Adam Cole, Johnny Gargano?
Burning hammer, man. Jesus Christ.
The elbow. Good night.
Wow.
That was awesome.
Wow. That was freaking. I mean, not
as good. Tanaka guy was pretty good, huh?
Not as good as Zeus and Abdullah, but it was pretty good. Wow.
Now, you don't mean that.
No, I don't. Not by any stretch.
I detect sarcasm in your. Who is that in the ring with him now? Pouring over his carcass. Good lord.
The Grim Reaper?
Tanahashi.
All right, let's rate this match. Sean, would you like to go first?
Yeah. It wasn't as good as Joe Kobashi.
Mm-hmm. I would agree.
It's up there. I don't think it's as good as Hanson Kobashi, but I think I would feel pretty comfortable giving it 4 3/4, which would make it the number 3 best match we've watched. So I'm going to go 4.75.
Wow. Logan, how about you?
Yeah, I think I'm going to go 4 3/4 too. That was pretty fucking awesome. I won't lie. So yeah, I'm going to stick with Sean.
Chef.
I'm going to go 4.5.
Of course you are.
Now, Schiff, why are you going 4.5? Tell us, please, in a thousand.
Bully him.
Just compared to the other matches we've seen, like, I kind of build off of Lowe's, and it's just
slightly lower. 4.75, Schiff.
I know.
Schiff, I was only kidding. You didn't have to tell us. It's fine.
No, it's fine.
Really.
No, he did.
All right, Jake, how about you?
Yeah, I'm going to go, I'll probably go 4.25. I would say, to give my reason, I'm really not trolling. I'm being honest. I didn't think it quite had the intensity of some of those other ones, and maybe didn't have quite the same, I found some of the other ones had a really good, like the Kobashi match, the Japan one had a good heel face dynamic, I found. And I found like this one just didn't have that, and it didn't have quite the intensity, but it still was pretty awesome. Maybe if it had a spork, it could have got the full mark. Nobody sold the neck either. No, just kidding.
The mullet padding. He didn't have to sell the neck. There was nothing to hurt.
Perfect psychology.
Yeah, right. I will go 4.5 on that. That is a fantastic match. And the reason I'm going 4.5 is because they have a match in ECW that I like even more than this one. So there. The November to Remember 99 match is borderline 5 stars for me from these two. But this one is very close to that one. So Sean, are you crunching the numbers over there?
It puts it at 4.55. It is now our number 3 best match we've ever watched on this show.
See that? 2 matches, 1 on the bottom, 1 on the top. I'm doing
and both number 3.
Both number 3. And so what did that bump out from the top?
That is unfortunately going to bump out Hansen versus Funk.
Hmm. Well,
we will now say goodbye to Terry Funk. He is no longer in any of our top 5 matches.
And with that recent picture, it will be too much longer to be saying in the real world.
Goodness gracious.
Go out, sir.
My goodness.
Wow.
This is a family show. There's no need for that. For goodness sake. So we are going to switch gears here and go to what might potentially be a worse match. We don't know. We're going to see. But we are going to go down to Australia from the year 2000 for the iGeneration Wrestling promotion, which is a promotion that existed, I believe, for less than a year. This took place at the Sydney Superdome, I think it was called. The name of the show that this match took place on was called Rodman Down Under, so you could probably guess what match we are going to be watching here. This is, I believe it is called a Australian Outback match, whatever that means, and it is for the IGW World Heavyweight Championship between champion Kurt Hennig and challenger Dennis Rodman. Yes, this is also a match that exists. This apparently aired on US pay-per-view in December of 2000. I can't imagine the buy rate was incredibly high for that, but we are going to watch it here. And now, is everybody queued up and ready to go? And
it's 16 minutes. Holy shit, yes, Susan.
Yes, by the way, closed caption works on this match, by the way. So.
Oh, well, thank goodness.
Yes. Hey, real soon before we start.
Uh-huh.
What makes it part 10? How many other matches are on this show?
I am going to read off the full card of this show.
All right. Okay, great.
Once I go ahead and give the cue to hit play. So are we ready, gentlemen?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Ready.
All right. Hit play in 3, 2, 1.
Oh, see some girls. What is this, Battlestar?
I guess they were following Scott Steiner back to the dressing room. That'd be my guess.
With his freaks and his peaks. Jake can't get away from poor Scott Steiner after rap.
Oh, my God. The wrestling world heavyweight champion is Kurt Hennig. When did he win? That was a nice little freaking. That
Rodman was nice. Just fucking laid it into him right there.
So,
some guy in a FUBU shirt. Awesome. This is
great value, Doug Dillinger, trying to pull down Rodman.
So not only am I going to give you the full card for this show, gentlemen, but I'm also going to give you the match times, save for the main event, and I won't spoil the main event. So this card had 5 matches on it, you see. The opening match was a tables match for the iGeneration tag team titles, where the Road Warriors, Hawk and Animal, defeated Public Enemy. That match lasted 9 minutes. We then had a hardcore match, which lasted 11 minutes and 13 seconds, between the Barbarian, yes, that Barbarian, and his opponent, Brute Force, keyword being brute, as in Brutus the Barber Beefcake.
Oh, my God. Oh. Holy shit.
There was then a women's singles match between Sweet Destiny and Brandy Wine. That lasted 10 and a half minutes.
Oh, my God.
And then... our co-main event is a singles match for the iGeneration Australasian Championship.
Wait, did you say Austra-Asian?
That is exactly what I said.
Is that like they're... Okay, I'm going to shut up. Go ahead.
Between Champion Tatanka...
Damn, this girl doesn't have a bra on.
let him finish.
Sorry.
Champion Tatanka and his challenger, the One Man Gang.
Oh, in 2000.
Now, would anybody like to take a guess at how long that match went?
20 minutes. It's a draw. 20 minutes.
It is the longest draw. It is the longest match of the night. It went 16 minutes and 12 seconds.
Good Lord! Jesus. So, how is this part 10? Like, what makes this like? Oh, that is one ugly fucking belt, by the way.
Because I believe the person that uploaded this uploaded the full show, so you could go back and watch Tatanka versus One Man Gang if you so choose.
I feel like you could have found the worst match on this show and put it on here tonight. We probably would have found it on.
Yeah, we could have just done this whole card.
I know, but I was morbidly curious to watch Abdullah the Butcher versus Zeus.
And Schiff is right. That girl is poking out of her shirt.
Wasn't wrong.
You weren't wrong. You just interrupted. I was trying to find out.
Yeah, we can tell y'all recorded Battlestar before.
Yeah,
that's Dennis Rodman.
The Worm. So this is 2000 or 2001? Because I thought he fought at. Was that 99 where he fought?
Yeah, Savage. Yes.
Yeah, that's 99.
He just got hit with some trash walking down the aisle. Right. In the
like I said, apparently this aired on U.S. pay-per-view.
What year was this again?
2000.
2000. Okay.
This is, so, I think, Enig had just left WCW at this point.
So all these title matches, they just randomly hand these people titles and say, "Hey, you're the Aust."
Yeah, Austrian. It seems like a UWF type of situation.
Wow.
Oh, I believe it was all Australasian.
Make up about Austra-Asian, sorry.
That might be about 10% of the total views.
Oh!
Of
this match. That might be the worst views. Looking belt. Worst looking belt I've ever seen.
How many views, Jake?
204.
God. Most of them is just Curtis Axel.
I feel like we've missed the cage match rankings on
these. Is Mike Posey the ref?
Still more biased than the pay-per-view guy.
Probably.
Hennig already cut open.
Well, he is Rodman. You know, he is the freaking... He makes people bleed, man.
He's the Worm. That's one thing I've never been able to understand, Sean. Can you tell us, like... Ooh. I remember... I know Rodman played for the Bulls and everything. But, like, what was, like, everyone so obsessed with him for? Is it because he was, like...
Oh, because
wearing
he was
a
like,
wedding dress and all this
no,
shit?
Because he was, like, kind of an enigma. And he wasn't... I mean, I didn't watch a lot of basketball. The guys here would probably know more than I would, but... You know, he's just a cultural phenomenon in a sport that people loved, and he was very outside the box for that game. So, plus he was banging Carmen Electra, and anybody that bangs Carmen Electra deserves to be in the spotlight for me. So,
and he was also a Hall of Fame basketball player too.
Yeah. Oh yeah, let's not forget that. He was also
I understand for like the basketball stuff because like you know he would get 25 rebounds and 2 points and was just amazing. But Susan, I'm sure you watched The Last Dance like I did. His parts were just amazing. He's like, I need a break, middle of the season, and just goes to Vegas like 3 or 4 days.
I'll see you in 3 days.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's a terrible belt. Oh, that's awful.
Perfect's already bleeding.
Yeah,
for some reason
he was bleeding from the original belt shot.
Yeah.
So, didn't Rodman also rail Madonna at some point, too, back in those days?
Gross.
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking probably. Disgusting.
Madonna's in the smell club, correct?
100%.
Yeah.
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Rodman's putting in more work in this than he ever did in WCW. That table bump is more than he ever fucking did in WCW.
I mean,
around drunk.
I think it's like a P. Diddy knockoff.
Didn't he bump well? I thought he did pretty good in that Savage match overall.
Savage threw him in a porta potty.
I mean, he dumped him in a porta potty, for Christ's sake.
I'm pretty sure Regis Philbin is one of the commentators as well. in the blue suit.
It seems like they're – are they announcing to the crowd while they're talking? Because they have mics and it's
not like a water hose. That's Run DMC. They're rapping during the match.
That is a water hose. There's also a vanilla coat beside his head.
Why is there like a shrimp net?
There's also a fish net there. I'm just going to say that.
Shark Boy making it.
Shark Boy on the card.
Shark Boy's going on after the Austro-Asian title tonight.
Yeah. Oh! Holy shit.
Shark Boy in the Great Barrier Reef.
Oh, God.
God.
The Great Barrier Reef death match.
Didn't we already watch that? Didn't we watch that last month?
Jesus.
Yeah, perfect looking a little bloated here, man.
A little bit.
Yeah, that's the only problem with this episode. No, not enough Shark Boy.
Yeah, I do apologize.
I think
hopefully he's in the next match.
I think this makes this the best podcast we've ever done.
Hopefully he's in the next match.
Hey, Schiff, Henny looks a lot like Buck Rogers did in the episode we just recorded tonight.
Except for Henny never got the surgery. Buck did.
He never got the surgery.
Oh, my God. Henny looks so bad.
Yeah.
Well, you know what's interesting? He cuts back to WWE at the Rumble, 2002? And he looks freaking just like he...
Yeah, he looked amazing.
Yeah, he looked absolutely good. Great.
Yeah.
Then in this TNA run, he just looked like he was 3 weeks from death the whole time.
Yeah, is it because he was at some point?
Like, I don't even think they've been in the ring at all, except for the belt shot. They've just been battling.
This match has not been terrible, by the way.
No.
Yeah. I'm impressed with Rodman.
Decent slop-ass brawl.
Yep.
Yeah, so see, Rodman took a head-first freaking... slam to the damn table, so that's already at least half a star.
I don't like how they're doing this weird hard camera shot where it's like a quarter of the ring that's being showed.
Yeah.
Also may take a half a star away for the fact that from the back that ref looks just like Mike Posey.
White trash.
I'm going to take a half a star off for all the freaking jewelry on Radman's face.
not a big nose ring fan.
I'm not a big fan of that stuff.
Sean likes more of that Abdullah style where you hike your pants up to your titties.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, at least Abdullah hides his foreign objects. Rodman wears them on his face.
See, he likes a quarter in the forehead, not a ring. You see.
I am a little old school. I don't like all the piercings, so.
I don't like it either.
No.
Don't worry.
I mean, on my women, sometimes it's okay, but it really depends on. I mean, I have to stay on brand.
You can't go both ways. You can't go both ways, Sean.
I certainly can. Yeah. I can, absolutely.
So women, you can, but if you're going to bang a dude, he better not have any of that shit in his face.
No, but the piercings I'm referring to are not for public display.
Oh, God.
Oh, he just fucking waylaid.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I guess I should take that back because Jordynne Grace does have a nose piercing, so I guess I should take that back.
Yeah, but she doesn't have, like, freaking bull hoops like Rodman does here. No.
Bull hoops. Wasn't he in NXT?
No, Rodman actually played bull hoops at one point.
Oh, good point. That's a great point.
Bull hoops.
You know what I'm talking about. The big ass freaking nose ring.
I believe Hoops was on Flavor of Love.
She was. She spit in that girl's mouth.
Oh, my
good
God.
Lord. What?
It was an amazing scene. They were arguing.
It's a great show.
It's pure trash TV. They were arguing, and the girl spit right in her mouth and took off running because she knew she fucked up.
Uh-huh.
This was Flav of Flav's dating show.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What's with these turnbuckles? Why do they have cranks on the back of them?
It's true.
I thought those were those old school ice packs that are you know.
Well, if you wind them up, a jack in the box comes out of the freaking pole, Matt.
Oh.
Yeah, something tells me there was a gimmick match at one point, and it was which turbuckle has the jack in the box?
It's gonna man, come in the dick. Wrestling's real fucking different in Australia.
Well, look at the turnbuckles that are made of pillows.
Yeah. I think Russo was like booking this one as days off from WCW. Oh, Robin just headbutted Posey.
That was really good.
That's a star. See, what we need to do is put turnbuckles on both sides of the turnbuckle.
God, I can't stand Russo. I know he's not behind this, but just in general.
As in, no one can.
Oh!
The ref is still down like he took the giant world
title. Well, he probably just got all smiles.
That was a savage headbutt, man.
He got poked in the eye by one of Rodman's.
That was a Rodman headbutt. Savage is not here. Yeah.
That wasn't no Jimmy Valiant bullshit headbutt. That was legit.
There, Jimmy Valiant, when I'm hosting this show, for Christ's sake.
Is it a negative context, though?
That's a good point.
Rodman selling, just take the damn shirt
100,
off.
100 times better than Zeus.
See, I disagree. I think Zeus versus Rodman would main event anywhere in the country.
I mean.
It probably would. There, yeah. You know,
good job. Oh my god, he just killed Mike Posey.
Three stars.
Oh, god,
this ref's taking more bumps than anybody. Are you kidding
me? What's in his back pocket? Does the ref have like a label maker in his?
he helped crank the ring up.
Yeah, like does he have like a roll of tape? Like package.
Jesus Christ, man. This is amazing.
Nutshot.
Holy shit.
Rodman was laying into those punches, though.
Sure was.
That sucks. That's the ending.
Oh, my God. That was a nice potato.
Quality selling by Rodman.
I don't think he could sell from that. I think that was legit fucking punch that Henning just laid onto him.
Whatever works.
I think he punched him straight in the eyebrow ring.
Yeah.
Oh!
Logan, you got to be loving all this ref destruction.
Oh, my God.
That was amazing.
Give me my fake fucking title.
Give me the fucking belt.
Give me my water hose.
Give me this fake ass.
Where's my fishing net?
Boxing title.
Who's the guy in the zebra outfit?
That would be Brutus Beefcake.
Is
Psycho Sid one of the?
Excuse me, Brute Force.
Is that Shane Douglas?
It looks like Broody Man. Psycho Sid from the back.
Oh my God!
Is that Paul Orndorff?
What's the Michael Jackson shoes on?
I think that's Dan Lambert.
The Michael Jackson loafers on there.
Dan Lambert.
I love that Brutus Beefcake is the voice of reason to get Henning off of Rodman.
Oh my God,
what an absolute look at him.
How is Kurt Henning dead, but fucking brother Brute Eye is still alive?
There's no justice in this world, Schiff. That's why.
He's finally taking the shirt off, Logan. He finally
God.
I think Bruto suffered enough when he had freaking knees shatter his face. So I think that's enough punishment for Beefcake, yes.
Go kill yourself.
By the way, there was a sign in the
crowd. I've never heard it described as Bruto.
Oh.
There was a sign in the crowd that said Henning is a woman. Just
I saw that as well.
How dare they?
There it is right there. Henning is a woman.
Good Lord.
So did Henning ever defend the title, his title ever again in his life?
Well, there's only two champions in this promotion's history. You see, Kurt Henning would eventually lose the title to the Barbarian, and then...
Wait, what?
I thought it was going to be Sabu.
Like, the Barbarian.
Yes, the Barbarian. Powers of Pain, Barbarian. And then
Head Shrinker fame.
Yes. And then Kurt Henning would win the belt back from him. And that was it.
Wow. Was that all on the same tour?
It looks like it was. It was all within like a month of each other, so.
Some of Rodman's selling where he's like writhing around looks like the Rick James Chappelle show when he's getting his
back.
You got backstage interviews now.
My favorite part of that is like, man, Dave needs some Rick needs some help. We just gave him some help.
I can't believe this show aired on pay-per-view.
I can't believe that.
Good Lord. All right, let's go around the horn here and rate the matches. Sean, would you like to go first?
No, I went first last time.
Well, maybe you'd like to go first again.
No, I appreciate the thought, but no.
All right, Logan.
I don't want to go first either.
Would anybody like to go first?
I'll go first.
Thank you, Jake.
I'll go 2¾.
Okay. That's 2¾. Schiff?
I was going to go star and a half.
Boy, Schiff, you're on a run, two-night run of shit.
Logan, are you ready now?
Yeah, I'll go 2½. I liked all the ref bumps, and it was a pretty good walking brawl, and I thought Rodman sold pretty well and did some good stuff, so I'll go 2½.
John?
Shockingly, I'm going to go 2½ on there, because I thought this would have been one of the worst ones we've ever watched, and I was really, really, really shocked how good I thought it was.
You know what, Sousa? Bump me up to a 2.
Pressure.
Yeah, pressure on this, but no. I kind of did like...
It's a very high-pressure situation, this show.
I know.
I will go 2½ as well. That was shockingly good. I must say, I did not expect that when I chose this match. So, all right, instead of two bad matches, I picked one. I'll have to do better next time is what I'm hearing here. Sean, do we have the ratings?
Give me a minute.
All right, everybody vent.
Yeah, we're at a 2.45.
For a Koenig Dennis Rodman match, 2.45. Mm-hmm. My goodness, so that is quite something. I must say, I was not expecting.
Yeah, it's not a hit, Jim.
That is a hit.
You know what? For the purposes of this show, I it kind of is. I think.
Yes.
I mean,
100%.
Like when you look at that match on paper, you don't expect something watchable. You know. So, well, thank you.
Correct. I have a feeling that this next last match, I feel like we didn't come through on finding the worst match to beat our worst match yet. So,
well, I tried, damn it, with the first one. But...
Well, you shouldn't have brought such an entertaining match where we saw a duel of them butcher get monkey flipped.
That's a good point. I guess I'll just go fuck myself then. I don't apologize.
All right.
So we are going to wrap things up here with the final match. What on paper should be a good match. Well, more than on paper, it is a good match. But the final match in one of my favorite rivalries in ROH history, as we go to December of 2010, Final Battle 2010, the main event of this show, a fight without honor between Kevin Steen and El Generico. Now, this is quite a lengthy match, so let's get right into it. Is everybody ready?
Yes.
Yep. Ready.
All right. We will hit play in 3, 2, 1.
Ring of Honor, Tony Khan's new playground. Mm-hmm.
So this match is the culmination of a year-long rivalry that started at the very same show in the very same building a year before this.
Wow. And I didn't watch a lot of these. Weren't they tag team champs and all that stuff? And then Steen turned on him or whatever? Yeah.
Steen crushed him with a chair shot at Final Battle 2009, and it just took off from there. They were having wars all over the place. Steen stole Generico's mask at one point. That's why he's wearing the different mask, and he's wearing the all black. Colt Cabana and Steve Corino get involved in the feud. Corino sides with Steen. Cabana sides with Generico, and it's crazy. Is Honor Club still a thing?
He asked. I believe so.
It is, but you know, it doesn't show. I think they do have a Steen thing.
I was gonna
on
say,
there.
To be I was gonna
Connor
ask
if, Club soon.
Yeah, I was gonna ask if they have compilations on there, because there is a Steen compilation.
Yeah, they have some good ones. They have a Steen. They have an AJ. They have a Danielson. They have a lot of good compilations.
There's one that I have that covers this entire feud, and it's incredible.
Gross.
Oh, gross, yeah. But yeah, like the pay-per-views and all that are real spotty from what I remember. I haven't had it in 2 years, but 2-3 years, but
well, I watched all the pay-per-views on Honor Club until they actually the last one, up through the last one. So
yep.
You were the only watcher.
No, I think Sousa watched it too.
The last ROH show?
Yeah, you didn't?
Absolutely not.
Okay, all right. Well, I guess I want to watch.
I was a Steve Willie Hatehead Honor Club for a while, so I think he probably watched it. But
it was pretty. Listen, Roe and like the. I mean, I know a lot of people shit on it, but it had a lot of impact similarities in it, like the previous 2 years before it went out. So it wasn't that bad, actually, to watch. The matches were actually pretty good. It was just kind of, it met its end. So yeah.
I'm trying to think. I fell off like 2016-ish, I think. Like when the Bullet Club really started taking shit over, that's kind of when I fell off.
Well, I blame Jay White for the demise of Ring of Honor.
You would.
Not Matt Taven?
Well, it's Jay White. It was Jay White. Isn't Jay White the one that was who won the world title at the MSG? I don't even remember.
It was Taven.
It was Taven.
Oh, then yeah, that I blame Taven, not Jay White. It was Taven. And you know, they sold out that MSG card, you know, before all the, you know, Young Bucks and Cody and all them bailed.
Right.
So that's what they sold it out based on that.
Right, when tickets went on sale for that show, they were advertising all those guys, and then they quietly got rid of all those names. It's like, well, we still sold out, so.
Well, let's all wait and see what happens with the new Ring of Honor. Maybe we'll get a revisit.
Yeah, about that.
I just think it'll be developmental, to be completely honest.
That's kind of what it seems
like. Like they're going to put all the people that are on Dark and Elevation on that.
Yeah.
What are they going to do with all the Ring of Honor people, though, is my question.
I think it's going to be a mix. They don't have any. They only have, like, three on contract.
Yeah, they released everyone from their contracts.
That's true.
So they only got, what, Grisham, I think, is really the only one under contract at this point.
Yeah, but he's not going to stay on ROH if it's developmental. He's better than half their main roster.
Yeah, but you know what? It's better exposure than what he's getting anywhere else.
Was he going to get it for Terminus?
The only exposure he needs is his lady friend exposing him in the bedroom. So,
I could think of some better ways for her to expose for me.
Oh, Jesus.
Shit.
Kevin Steen already busted open.
I will say, I think I've had this discussion on a previous one, but the first time I really, the first Ring of Honor pay-per-view I bought was Edwards versus Davey Richards for the title.
Mm-hmm.
And he, like, Steen showed up halfway and was like the antichrist of pro wrestling and like that was fucking awesome. Like I became a Steen fan right then and there when that happened.
This match is what led to that stuff because if Steen the loser, I believe of this also had to leave ROH if I remember correctly.
Okay.
So this
is this before Steen got a title run?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is 2010. His title reign was 12, I think.
That's a sick looking little
Jesus. It's like running down to his eyes.
Yeah. This match is already better than MJF and CM Punk.
Hell, Zeus and Abdullah was better than
I wouldn't go that far.
I'm just kidding. Not really.
I think that's gonna be a forever debated match. I don't know.
This ladder.
Jake, yeah. did you see that match? Did you watch the AEW show or no?
I did not.
Okay. You didn't miss anything. You're good.
You missed Sting being awesome.
I like how Sting's awesome because he just jumped off and landed on the table.
He's 63 years old.
Sean, he's your Sting. Age, for God's sake.
Dean's blood almost doesn't look real. Almost looks like horror movie blood.
Well, yeah, like it does.
Well, blood. That's what I think that's why I like
it's like
it
so. Shut up to the hardest part of the ring.
It's so shiny. It looks like a strawberry syrup.
I love you for that, Logan.
I'm so glad they're having this match on top of a skating rink, too, because that totally has the skating rink. Skating.
I'm
rink
sorry. I thought it was a hotel ballroom. I apologize.
Nope, it's Skate Odyssey of
it's actually the Manhattan Center.
Oh.
This is sick.
Why don't we get this, Kevin?
Because you can't bleed in WWE.
It's the Manhattan Center skating rink.
I mean, the closest we got to it is when he headbutted Vince, to be completely honest. Oh, my.
All right. That's kind of weak.
That is. That's
Someone with a Nexus shirt. I remember I wanted one of those shirts so goddamn bad. So
Jake, this is where you pull out Mike Awesome hair defense. Generico is getting defended by the mask from these great robe bandages.
Yeah, his This little, with his Hayabusa mask.
Yeah. A lot of people say El Generico looks a lot like Sami Zayn.
I don't see it.
I don't know. I don't see it either.
Oh my god.
I don't think the little signs added much to the Impact, but it's a cool visual.
It is like a cool visual.
This is ROH, not Impact.
It's Ring of Impact now.
That's what it always should have been. They should have combined years ago.
Man, Owen's quite the beer gutted one here, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's definitely gotten into shape.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
Look, round is a shape.
Round is a shape, yeah.
I mean, so this was in 2010, right, Sousa? 2009?
Mm-hmm. 2010, yep.
He was 25 at this time, Kevin Steen.
Good lord.
Those fucking babies, man.
The way he's carrying that is just funny to me.
And Generico is the same thing. He could have fucked up a fan.
That would have been awesome.
Could have decapitated him there.
But is he dead if he's decapitated?
I don't know.
It's only if his leg is decapitated.
It's only one way to
find out. No, I think it takes a minute or so before the brain dies after decapitation. So.
Oh my god.
That's what science says.
Yeah, that's Dr. Sean.
Yeah, Abdullah the Butcher's not really still alive. He's like the jarhead people in
Remember I said he got decapitated, so.
Yes.
Yes.
That's what we were referencing.
He is decapitated, but he's also in a jar, yes.
He still works matches. He blades inside of the fishbowl.
No, I swear to God, Abdullah didn't get anything cut off his leg, nothing.
I don't think so.
Kamala,
he's also still alive, Sean. Just making
Kamala
sure.
You can be alive and still have your leg cut off.
Oh, you can?
Yeah, that's what like I hear. I mean, if Abby's getting something cut off,
he's doing the ring, getting the payday, brother.
Yeah. Yeah, you can still live with a nub.
Oh my god!
Oh, this is gonna be gross, isn't it? Oh,
yep. Kill him! Fucking kill him!
That's kind of the story of this match. This is gonna be gross, isn't it?
I love the blood. I'm a Jake. Like, there's something that natural looking about that blood. It's like he's right. Horror movie blood. It's like Hellraiser blood. That would be what I would call it.
I bet you wouldn't do that with Abdullah's blood.
No.
Yeah, no kidding. Just think, like, in 3 weeks, one of these guys is going to be interviewing Steve Austin and the other one's going to be facing Johnny Knoxville.
El Generico's in Mania?
Steen is not facing Steve Austin.
I said he's interviewing him. I didn't say he was facing.
By the way, can I go back to that? And I said it earlier in a different chat. Wouldn't you guys be disappointed if Austin came back after 19 years just to face Owens because he was pissed off about a comment about Texas? I mean, that's kind of lame booking if you did that.
Imagine having 17 riders. That's the best you can come up with.
Well, that's my point. It'd be like, oh, great, Austin's back. And then in retrospect, you think about it and go, boy, what a shitty fucking reason to come back after 19 years.
Look, they have to put 100,000 people in that building somehow.
For two nights.
For two nights.
Well, some of us bid on that dumb shit.
Hey, I'm fine with seeing Austin. When I saw him at 32, it was the biggest pop I've ever fucking heard, so.
I'm not going for WrestleMania. So.
You're going for Impact.
I mean, you're going.
Mean, you are going to WrestleMania because I bought your ticket. And you're.
I am. I am going to WrestleMania, but I'm
Logan's
not going.
Like, no take-backs. No take-backs.
Well, no, I already paid for it. I'm not going to WrestleMania for WrestleMania. I'm going to WrestleMania for...
He just
Deanna and Jordan stick. And now hopefully Alexander. So.
Joey Janela versus X-Pac, you can say it. It's fine.
Oh, you know what? I'd okay.
I'm going to that.
Too. No, I do too. I want to see that match. You kidding me?
Have they announced it as Cardona's facing Dickinson that night? Right.
That's night two, I think.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
Oh, really? I would have loved to see that because Chris Dickinson is an underrated favorite.
Night one is Janela X-Pac.
Oh. Well, who's on the rest of the fucking show?
Actually,
I think they've only announced like one or two matches, I think.
Oh. I mean, don't they have a wrestler there named Ninjago or something?
Yeah, he's a Lego. He's a Lego man.
Excuse me.
Good lord.
Yeah, it was horrifying. I'm sorry.
Very unprofessional.
Yeah, Jesus. I'm the most unprofessional one here, for God's sake.
Kiss my wrist.
That's the other thing. This referee, Todd Sinclair, is that him?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How the fuck is this guy been the ref in ROH all the way to the end? The guy is like the most... I mean, the guy looks like he's freaking Abdullah the Butcher. He's just out of shape, and how is he a ref?
Freaking Baby Huey.
I mean, it's pretty impressive. I mean, he's not a bad referee by any stretch, by the way.
He actually kind of looks like somebody I work with, so I can't make too much fun.
Mm-hmm. He looks a lot like a lot of the people that I saw in the Impact crowd on the at pay-per-view this weekend from Louisville.
Mm-hmm. I thought you were going to say when it was in New Orleans.
Yeah, is it? Yeah, I was gonna say, you dick.
No, it was Louisville. No, I would not.
That's such an easy layup right there.
I would not fat shame our New Orleans contingent.
It's not very nice, Sean.
Thank God.
Yeah, Louisville's a whole different beast for me. You know.
Please, it's Louisville.
Louisville.
Oh, fuck. Oh my God.
Oh Jesus.
This is fucking awesome.
Good Lord. That is a big man moving around the ring like that, too. Especially at this point.
Owen's another big guy that just... Oh, I love what he... Look at this freaking tearing the chair apart.
Good Lord.
Wow.
I think that chair, I think, was held together by tape and gum.
Owen's WWE makes me sad. When he debuted and that whole run with NXT and the Cena stuff was so good. I mean, even the Jericho stuff was good. And then, you know, he hasn't been the same since that feud. It just kind of sucks.
I think for night one for GCW, we're going to see Moxley versus AJ Gray, Janela versus X-Pac, and Alex Colon versus JWN, whoever the fuck that is.
Yeah, none of those interest me, except for Janela, X-Pac. I mean,
seeing Moxley should be dope.
I mean, as long as William Regal's managing him, he'll be good.
Yeah, something tells me Regal's not gonna make this.
No, joke. I know. I know.
Yeah.
yeah, I got that.
Yeah.
Oh my God, he's ripped his mask. He looks kind of like Sami Zayn, you guys.
Wow.
Jesus. He's got.
Oh.
That was nice.
Nice little code breaker before it became a code breaker. Oh.
Good.
So please tell me we get a package pile driver on something that's going to really hurt in this.
I hope so.
Maybe.
I absolutely love the first time I saw him do the package pile driver. I thought it was the most vicious thing I'd ever seen in my life.
Look, I don't want to spoil this match for those who haven't seen it before.
Oh, well. I feel like Steen Ring of Honor is typical when you get that move every time.
Pulling out the old mask. That's awesome.
Oh, if I recall, I think I know when he does it. And if it's the one I think it is, it's pretty savage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yes, that is the old mask.
Yeah.
That Zane stole.
Generico is bleeding too? Shit.
Ooh. And that's punch.
I believe that's
stiff.
The mask of the famous Bionicle.
Oh, Jake's back. I was wondering where. Oh, my God. You look at him. He's thrusting his freaking cock in his mouth.
Oh, my gosh. And then he humped his face.
He humped his face. I was wondering if Jake was around. I was like, Jake got quiet. Where'd he go?
Go ahead.
He only stands out when the absurdity is happening.
Now he's wiping Generico's blood on him. Don't lick it. Oh, that's disgusting.
He's licking the blood.
No. He just licked his blood.
He's licking his blood, you guys.
No, I'm talking about Generico with the freaking faucet blood coming out of his head. Did you see that?
Yes, and that's what he just licked.
Oh.
This is there's no pathogens.
Oh, that's rough.
Oh, shit.
Oh, God.
Can't believe you are making me miss Blitzkrieg and Tommaso and Dolph Ziggler tonight, by the way.
All right, what is the main event of that NXT show in Dallas?
They haven't announced it yet.
I thought for sure it was going to be Ziggler versus Braun Boner Baker, but I don't, you know, I guess they're not going to do it now that they've done it 100 times.
Boner Baker.
Boner Baker.
It's going to be a Bunch Bum Knuckle versus some other asshole from NXT.
I really wish they would go ahead and change his name. It's so stupid.
Supposedly he's the one that came up with it.
That's even worse.
Yeah, it was his idea, actually.
Well, he's an idiot.
Oh, just wipe his own blood.
Well, he is a Steiner.
Yeah, really?
They're not that great at math.
How about Scott Rick? Scott Rick Steiner.
That sounds like their real name, their real last name. It's like Rickensteiner.
Yeah, Rick Steiner or whatever it is.
So this is called, is this a ladder match?
No, it's a fight without honor.
All right, so I guess they had a ladder war match 2 years later.
Yeah, that was at Final Battle, too. Okay. 2 years after this.
That's when he was champ, right?
Yeah, that was Generico's last. Oh, my God.
Look at that was things. The mask still hanging out of his
pants. Dick.
Well, look, you need a good dick mask every now and then.
Yes, and this is Kyuk.
Is who?
Is Kyuk.
Is Kyuk? Is Kyuk? Is Cucumber?
Is Kyuk.
Oh, my God.
Good Lord, Sammy.
It's crazy. I remember people getting so...
It's El Generico, Logan, please.
Who is Sammy?
Oh, dear, L. Sorry.
Mr. Generico, sir. Oh!
Please, Mr. Generico was my father.
Huh. So they don't have this match on Cage Match.
Yes, they do. Final they Battle 20. I looked at it earlier today.
Oh, really? Well, I put El Generico versus Kevin Steen on here. It's not on. Hold on. Oh, there it is. Never mind.
Yeah, dickweed.
My bad. Why are you calling me a dickweed? Fucking jackass.
It's no way to talk to your father, Logan.
Because I like saying dickweed.
Well.
Oh, my God.
Good Jesus.
Oh, no.
Let's show him that ladder.
Yeah,
it's going to, like, it's been up snap and become like,
a fucking Lowe's bargain bin ladder.
Right. It's so jagged. Like, it's going to, like, peel off into, like.
This is Final Battle, right?
Yeah.
Final Battle 22.
Dude, this is just disgusting. Was this the main event?
Yeah, yeah. This
I was about to say, I was like, damn. Like,
it was a lights out match, too, so it went on after the title match.
9.45 out of 165 votes out of 10. Mm. Okay, Jesus. That was lame. That thing did a little dive into the That was lame.
I love that spot.
Oh, that was lame.
Good.
Sean's going to give it a half a star.
So I'm looking at the rest of this card. The All Night Express versus Adam Cole and Kyle O'Reilly.
That was Rhett Titus and Kenny King, right?
Correct. Colt Cabana versus TJP. Wow. Mm-hmm. Sarah Del Rey and Serena Deeb versus Awesome Kong and Daisy Hayes.
Mm-hmm.
Eddie Edwards versus TNA staple Sanjay Dutt.
Who's Daisy Hayes?
Impossible question to answer. Homicide versus Christopher Daniels. Oh, I would love. Oh my God, I gotta watch this. So the Briscoes versus the Kings of Wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Sammy looks beat to shit.
Who's Mike Briscoe? Is that their dad?
Yeah, that was their dad. Yeah. They did a 6-minute tag.
It's the Briscoes and Mike versus the Kings of Wrestling and Shane Hagedorn.
There you go. And Roderick Strong versus Davey Richards for the world title. Oh, my God, Generico is a freaking hot mess under that mask.
Jesus.
Oh, my goodness.
I forgot about Truth Martini. What a flash from the past that is.
Right?
Wonder what he's doing now.
He's dead.
Except selling cocaine.
He got decapitated.
Yeah, his arm's been decapitated.
he owns a ribbon Chinese place in Stormcrow.
Martini's House of Martinis and
and egg salad.
Oh, and Cuban food. God, I love that. That was awesome. What a visual.
Martinis and sauerkraut.
Oh, my God.
That was a great visual.
That really was him jumping between the ladder and the chair.
I don't know, Matt. I think we might have another top five in this one.
Mm.
I'm going to undersell it.
Yeah, of course you will.
Weird.
Loser.
Loser. Jesus.
You said it nobody like talks. Sold out. You said it like sold out 97 too. Loser.
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 No way to talk to your adopted son, Sean.
Well, so last night we recorded. Oh my goodness.
Dudes. Did these dudes taste like Advil or something? Their blood is like the opposite, of blood thinners. Their blood thick.
This is what I'm here for right here.
No.
Damn it. Shit. Okay, I'll take that too. Oh!
No!
How does he even have a neck? Jesus Christ.
God, why?
So, last night we were recording Crock and Roll, and I was really giving it to Schiff. Poor Dr. G doesn't understand me and Schiff because he doesn't listen to another fucking thing either one of us does on any podcast. So I'm giving Schiff a ton of shit on his ratings and things like that. And Dr. G is just like, oh man, it's really hot in here. It was great.
And I was just laughing about it.
I know you were. It was hilarious. He had no idea that we don't really not like. It was just funny. He had no idea.
He missed the hell of a kick.
Haluva.
I know it's Haluva.
Haluva.
I just like saying hell of a.
Oh, God.
I need a package pile driver through this right now.
He will die if he does that.
I need a package pile driver.
He will die if that happens.
If they did a package pile, oh damn it, no, that's not what I wanted. If he had done a package pile driver on that spot, the match would have automatically gone 5 stars for me.
Right.
And also they would probably both be dead.
Well, that is true. That is very That is very clearly Sami Zayn under that mask.
It's El Generico. God damn it.
I don't know. I can't get a good look at his face. I just see the side profile.
Oh.
It's crazy. It can't be Sami Zayn. How would he fit all that hair into the mask?
I don't know. I don't know how he became the artist. All right, I'm still waiting for my package pile driver.
Oh, God. You know, patience is a virtue.
Oh, my goodness. I never knew this. Do you know that Sami Zayn was trained under the tutelage of Savio Vega?
Oh, boy.
TNT.
Oh, my God. That's not the package pile driver I was looking for, but I'll
take it.
Package,
yes.
That's a move we don't get enough of anymore.
Because the pile driver's been banned.
That and the cradle pile driver, two of my favorites. Jerry Lynn.
What about the song pile driver? How do you feel about that?
The what pile driver?
The song driver.
I think Coco Beware does a hell of a job on that song.
Mm.
What about the song package pile driver?
Package pile driver. Bow.
How do you feel about the filet-o-fish sandwich? Personally, I hate it. Terrible.
It's a terrible sandwich. I wouldn't be caught. God. Logan, make the comment.
Oh,
mama mia.
That's the hardest part of the ring. You missed it.
Oh, yeah, that's the hardest part of the ring, damn it. How could he do that to him?
Who the fuck just ran in? Is that Joey Styles?
Damn it, man, just ran in. Oh, no, that's Steve Corino.
It's Corino.
Oh!
Ooh.
Ooh. By the way, his son is quite the good wrestler as well, Kobe. Mm. But nobody ever watches him because it's on NWA, but he's pretty good.
Oh, I've heard of it.
It's Todd Sinclair getting up. Oh, just got slapped down, fat boy.
Kobe Carino going for the newly reinstated NWA Junior Heavyweight title at the Crockett Cup, by the way.
Danny Hodges is going to take that over?
I didn't understand half of those words.
They reinstated the junior heavyweight title. They had a tournament for it, and Kobe Carino's
in the final. He's not
going to
get it even if you say it again.
He's faced out. It's a four-way with him, Austin Aries, Homicide, and one other guy, and I can't remember who it was.
It's a battle of vanilla midgets with Austin Aries.
Darius Lockhart is the fourth guy.
Yeah, Colt Darius Lockhart.
I will say Colt Cabana got me listening to wrestling podcasts with The Art of Wrestling, so.
Mm-hmm.
Shitty podcast. Same.
Yeah.
Jesus! He just murdered fucking Kevin Steen.
All right. Generico kind of looks like Stevie McFly under that mask.
Because he is Stevie McFly.
Where's the Bionicle, man? Is he on the show?
See, the Crockett Cup would have me, but they also have a Tyrus versus Rodney Mack match, and it's for a belt.
I know.
Well, boy, that was some great
news. No Rodney Mack slander.
Well, that, more of a Tyrus. That was more of a shot at Tyrus.
Yeah,
that's Jake's hometown guy.
Is it for the Yes, We're Still Alive title?
Oh, my God. No, it is for the NWA TV title.
I see.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Poor Todd Sinclair.
I think he's getting his money's worth today, Sean.
Here we go. This is what I wanted. God, that move is so great.
Yep.
Oh, God.
All right. That's
oh, my God.
Point. Yeah, fuck that shit.
They sent another ref out there. I'm going to scrape Sinclair's body off the... Oh, my God, he's so tiny.
goddamn overindulgent NXT main event.
Fucking tiniest little package. He like squished it like basketball.
This is where NXT got its formula
That's Grinny, Jake. Don't forget. That's Grinny.
My goodness.
Oh yes, please on a chair.
You can't have it both ways, Sean. Either you want to see the package pile driver, or it's overindulgent.
Which one is it? Well, if he gets this will be. If he goes this on a chair, it's 5 stars automatic for me. We're done.
Oh God, ladder.
He's doing it. Okay, 5 stars. The match is. This is the greatest match we've ever watched.
Oh, Christ!
So this was Loser Leaves ROH.
Oh my God! All right, so yeah, I'm gonna have to knock some stars down for the overindulgent. I'm gonna have to. It's unfortunate.
You don't have to.
No, I kind of have to because then I'd be a hypocrite if I didn't.
Oh my God, look at his face.
Look at all the blood that's just like dried now.
Schiff, if Generico lost, he lost his mask. If Steen lost, he left ROH. So.
Okay, that's right. That's what it was. That's right.
Well, that kind of gives the finish away.
It was 12 years ago, Sean. I mean,
which I assume if Generico lost his mask, he probably would have also left because that would have disgraced his. Heritage and all that stuff with the mask and all that jazz.
It's like someone should check on the decapitated ref outside. No one cares. They just send more out. They're like expendable.
I mean, well, he might
fucking die.
He might actually be decapitated.
They just have a line of like 12 refs inside the entranceway, and everyone goes down and head out there. Go.
What part of him was decapitated there?
Yeah. His head.
The femur.
I will take back what I said about Todd Sinclair. That bump he took was amazing on that kick.
That was insane.
Yeah, it was absolutely insane.
That was like a, I can't think of the reference. WWE's name who fucking ate on the cage and ended his career pretty much.
Tim White.
There we go. Yeah.
I met him when I did.
Then he became suicidal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
suicide on TV Jesus weekly.
Oh my goodness!
Oh
shit! He's dead. He's dead.
Oh my God!
Brainbuster on the ropes. God damn.
Okay, come on, really? Get out of here! Jeez, I'm not kicking out just watching that.
Oh, that's the AEW ref.
So, well, makes sense.
Probably slipped him a blade.
Not Audrey.
Yes, it's not Audrey. It's the main guy, ref.
God, man, this match has been so great. It's gonna really suck when I have to underrate it.
And y'all thought it wasn't gonna be me.
It's gonna be me.
Oh, what I do? Not enough for you.
Thank you, Logan.
Good Lord.
I can keep going if you want me to.
Yeah, me too.
Logan and I are going to sing that song at karaoke at our WrestleMania weekend.
I'm in for that.
Gladly.
I will too. Anytime. I'll do it. Oh, what? Okay, so.
Oh, he put up the mask as a friendship token.
Even though it's been on his nutsack for the last half hour.
Pulled out of his gooch.
Yeah, his Goochel gravies are all over it.
Good Lord.
That's going in the write-up.
Oh, Goochel. This is fucking stupid. You just beat the shit out of each other, and you're gonna. Yeah. This is gonna suck for me. Oh, but that didn't suck. That was great.
Oh,
Jesus fucking Christ!
Holy shit! God damn it!
We just saw more CTE. Leaking all over the ring.
Fuck.
Let's go.
This is going to be very, very hard. Don't go to me first, please.
Sean, would you like to go first?
No. I got to filter through this.
Filter through it. All right, Schiff, go ahead.
It's a very serious podcast. I take this very seriously.
Shut up. Schiff's talking.
Five.
Well, I don't care, but...
Schiff went five.
So easy.
All right. Jake?
Wait. What did you give it?
Five.
Yes, between four and before six. Five. Yes.
You said before three.
I don't know. I'm honestly torn a little bit, like Sean. For whatever reason, when they got to like the third ref, it bothered me a little bit.
Yes.
I don't know.
It was on its way to five until the last like 5-10 minutes.
Would you like me to go to Sean again? I can, if you need more time.
Yeah, let's go to Sean.
Sean?
Go to Logan.
All right. Jake, would you like to try again?
I think, I'm wondering if I should go five to give it the benefit of the doubt, because I'm not super familiar with all the storyline stuff. And I feel like so much of the ending seems that, like yeah. I need the ending, the background.
The ending is all storyline. Right.
So I'm going to give it benefit of the doubt and go five, because if that ending moment like hits like it's supposed to, I think it's five. Like, I think I could overlook some of my nitpicky other stuff. So I'll go a five with an asterisk.
like a five minus.
Five minus.
A five, but I need to do my research.
Oh, how about that? A five, but with PEDs.
But I will put out there, even if I go five, if you don't, I would totally understand. Like, I get it for sure.
No.
Like, I just feel like I don't know the storyline enough to know if that hits how it's supposed to. But I'm with you. I did feel like some of the ending stuff got a little bit of tropey, like with 17 fucking refs flying in the ring.
Well, and not
but
only that,
I
but
get
the
maybe if
music,
it's supposed to be
music.
Like the end of a. Yeah, it did get a little. I could see it, you know, and he did. You know, I'm just putting out the things that people usually criticize. He did kind of do the Sami Zayn, the Gargano staring at his hands thing with the chair a minute. You know, so if that stuff bothers you, I mean, it did have
well,
some
and the
of that
staring at
it.
The mask bullshit too. I mean, I know it was for effect before he hit him with the chair. So I'm trying to forgive what I really want to give this a five really bad, but keep going. You guys keep going.
Sean, are you ready?
Nope.
Jesus Christ, Logan.
I'm going to go 4.75.
Explain yourself.
I don't want to give too many fives on the show, and I feel like it wasn't as good as those other two, so that's going to be my reasoning.
Mm-hmm. It's as good as...
It's good right there. It's right there, but I pretty much everything Jake said, the tropey ref stuff and the, you know, maybe one too many kickouts towards the end.
It's a tough match for this show because I feel like it's a weird one to watch in a vacuum. You know, I don't know if it's
and with
one that you can.
The crowd makes it even better. So,
right, you know, I feel like it's a tough one to do a complete judgment based on watching it for like this podcast. So that's why I just kind of give it the benefit of the doubt.
Sean, I have run out of other people to call on. You must make your.
Would you like us to call somebody else on the call who was on the show?
Matt, you have it. Matt, you haven't given your rating yet.
Yeah, but I'm the host. I go last. It's your turn.
I didn't read that in the YouTube roulette rule book.
Oh, well, the next time you host, you can remember that. Go ahead, give your rating.
Chad Campbell, what did you go on this? I went 3.25 stars.
God damn it. All right, hang on a second.
Go, John.
I got to do something.
Jesus, while we're young and you're getting older, for God's sake.
No. I got to do something real quick. Give me a minute. Because there's something I have to change real quick.
All right, for fuck's sake. While Sean's trying to figure out and run the numbers in his head, we're going to do plugs here. So, Jake,
No, we're not, because I'm good.
Oh, God.
I'm good now.
I hear the numbers crunching.
Beep, beep, boop, boop.
All right. We haven't already.
I love the sound effect.
No, that's just Sean trying to figure out his own rating.
No, I
the
know
Sean analytics running themselves. Like,
Christ almighty.
You got to admit, the suspense is wonderful.
What I was thinking of.
Rate the fucking match.
All right.
Everyone's turned the podcast off.
No, I'm going to have to change my score on another match to make this the
Jesus.
Save the fucking match.
So the Tanaka match, I'm going from 4.75 down to 4.5. Because I like this match a lot more. No. I like this match a lot more, but I can't give it the full 5 because all the stuff we are read up, so I'm going 4.75 on it. So that knocks down the Tanaka match down to 4.5.
Thank God you finally said
which ties it with Kill Fox. Kill Shot and Fox. So
good God. I am gonna go 4.75 on it as well. It's a fantastic match. I do totally get the the overindulgent stuff like you guys said. And, you know, I think the story stuff at the end, if you watched everything, I mean, it makes more sense. But I still think it's a fantastic match. They do enough stuff in it where it's absolutely fantastic. So we are going to do that. Sean, would you like to crunch the numbers?
Yeah, I'm doing that now. So here's where we're at. All right. So our new top five. Wow, we knocked out two of our top five tonight. Joe Kobashi at 5 still, Hanson Kobashi at 5, Steen Generico at a 4.85, Tanaka versus the Gladiator and Killshot Fox are both tied at a 4.5, so technically that would be a 4 and a 5, so that actually knocks out Ray versus Psychosis. As far as the worst matches go, the ratings are now Tito versus Orton, Mordecai versus Danhausen, Abdullah versus Zeus, Nanachka Ferrari and the Road Warriors versus Idol and Lawler. So you have changed quite a few of the matches with your picks tonight in terms of the rankings, Matt. So well done.
Well, I have enjoyed being a bringer of chaos towards the rankings. I will say I'm still not happy that I didn't get the worst match, but God damn it, it is my promise to each and every one of the listeners that I am going to find the worst match in YouTube roulette history. God damn it. Even if it kills me, it's going to happen.
Let's be realistic here, because we all know who the one that's going to find the worst match to be Tito and Orton is.
Yeah,
it's gonna be May, because I picked the worst one already, so I'm gonna beat it. It'll be me.
Yeah. You're gonna find some 2-hour long Jimmy Valiant match that's gonna kill us all, like it's the fucking ring, like it's the fucking ring video. Good God.
I mean, I could always put the Valiant Strongbow match on this pod too, and then we're set.
Oh, don't make me watch that again. I'm calling out sick on that one.
Automatic winner.
Jesus Christ.
Anyway.
Well, it has been a ton of fun to host this show once again. So thank you, gentlemen. Let's go around the horn for some plugs here. Jake, what do you got?
Yeah, besides all the pods I do with you guys, of course, I do the Ruthlessly Aggressive podcast. By the time this drops, I will have episode 50 out, who I'll be doing with our good buddy Shiflet. Sean, you can come on anytime. Just let me know.
I was going to say, this is like Shiflet's 10th time on there, and I haven't been invited in like a year.
Bullshit. Anyway.
My goodness.
I have a punch card. My next one's a pay-per-view.
I love it.
Yeah, I need a pay-per-view at some point, too. That's great.
I've been on a pay-per-view. I've been on a pay-per-view. But,
I believe I was on a pay-per-view, too.
So, there you go.
Chef, what do you got?
Just all these podcasts here. Just check me out on Twitter at Scott_Shiflet.
Logan, how about you?
We got the Salads, Highway to the Impact Zone, Cronoso Daily from Squared Circle, The Silver Screen. Really just Pedestal is in there too. We just did Rock Hogan on that, so that was pretty fun to do. But yeah, just check out all the feeds, all the pods that everybody does. Great stuff by great people, so check everything out.
Sean, are you ready? Are you prepared to do your plugs, or do you need to run the numbers?
Hang on, let me think about something for. No, I'm kidding. You can find me on NWA Crack and Roll on Twitter, NWA Crack and Roll Podcast. We are doing April 86. We just recorded the first 2 episodes of that last night, so that should be a lot of fun to discuss. And Battlestar in the 25th Century with me and Schiff, we recorded a pretty fun one tonight that Looks at Buck Rogers getting gastric bypass surgery. So that's a little bit ridiculous. Yes, that is as ridiculous as it sounded. So, but at any rate, that's all I got for right now, Matt.
All right. And as for me, I believe the only thing that I am not on that we haven't mentioned yet is over on the No So feed, the Extreme Three-Way Dance, where we are looking at ECW. We are currently in 1996. That show is a ton of fun to do. So definitely check that out if you have never listened to it before. So that'll conclude this episode of YouTube Roulette. My thanks to the entire crew here this evening for joining me on for my picks, and we will see you all next time.
And niggas trying to take my life away. I put a hole in a nigga for fucking with me. My back on the wall, now you gon' see. Better watch how you talk when you talk about me, cause I'll come and take your life away. Many men, many, 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 many men wish death on me, Lord. I don't cry no more. Don't look to the sky no more. Have mercy on me.
These pussy niggas put money on my head. Gone, get your refund, motherfucker. I ain't dead. I'm the diamond in the dirt that ain't been found. I'm the underground king, and I ain't been crowned. When I rhyme, something special happen every time. I'm the greatest, something like Ali in his prime. I walk the block with the bundles, I've been knocked on the humble. Swing the ox when I rumble, show your ass with my gundle. Gotta tip a nigga, go ahead, lose your head. Turn your back on me, get clapped and lose your legs. I walk around, gun on my waist, chip on my shoulder, top bust a clip in your face. Post to this beef ain't over.
Many men, many, 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 many men wish death upon me, Lord. I don't cry no more. Don't look to the sky no more. Have mercy on me, have mercy on my soul. Somewhere my heart turned cold. Have mercy on many men, many, 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 many men wish death upon me.
Sunny days wouldn't be special if it wasn't for rain. Joy wouldn't feel so good if it wasn't for pain. Death gotta be easy, cause life is hard. It'll leave you physically, mentally, and emotionally scarred. This is for my niggas on the block, twisting trees and cigars. For the niggas on lock, doing life behind bars. I don't say only God could judge me, cause I see things clear. Quick, these crackers will give my black ass 100 years. I'm like Paulie and Goodfellas, you can call me the Don. Like Malcolm by any means, with my gun in my palm. Slim switch sides on me, let niggas ride on me. I thought we was cool, why you want me to die, homie, homie?
Many men, many, 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 many men wish death upon me, Lord. I don't cry no more. Don't look to the sky no more. Have mercy on me, have mercy on my soul. Somewhere my heart turned cold. Have mercy on many men, many, 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 many men wish death
upon
me.
Every night I talk to God, but he don't say nothing back. I know he protected me, but I still stay with my gat and my nightmares. Niggas keep pulling checks on me. Cypher said some bitch done put a hex on me. The feds didn't know much when Pop got shot. I got a kite from the pins that told me Tuck got knocked. I ain't gon' spell it out for you motherfuckers all the time. Are you a literate nigga? You can't read between the lines. In the Bible it says, what goes around comes around. I'ma shot me, 3 weeks later he got shot down. Now it's clear that I'm here for a real reason. Cause he got hit like I got hit, but he ain't fucking breathing.
Many men, many, 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 many men wish death upon me, Lord. I don't cry no more. Don't look to the sky no more. Have mercy on me, have mercy on my soul. Somewhere my heart turned cold. Have mercy on many men, many, 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 many men wish death upon me.